Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Are you ready for the one seed, Keith?
Oh, I am ready for the one seed. I am absolutely ready. What a night last night was. That was a good win for the Patriots.
I'm moving past the division a little bit. That's done now after last night.
Oh, the division? Please.
Divisions.
The division's long over. They clinched. Are there t-shirts at the store?
Good question.
Hats?
Jones and Keith, AFC East playoff predictor.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Get a AFC East division winning shirt, but in that nor'easter blue.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
The AFC East runs through Foxborough.
Yeah, no, I think
that was most of our audience.
I want the hat. I want the shirt. I want the pants, the helmet, all of it.
I'm on to the one seed because the division, done.
It's a wrap.
Over and done.
It's a wrap.
If somehow Burrow beat the Pats this weekend and the Bills won last night on Thursday Night Football, you're looking at that Buffalo game going, okay, that's a big one. Bills are still in the mix. And I don't know how realistic it would have been that they lost to Burrow, and obviously the Bills already lost. But going into Thursday Night Football last night, if you're telling me the Bills are still alive, sure, they're done. I mean, that team is done, dead. In terms of the division, I'm not telling you they can't make the playoffs. I'm not telling you they can't even win a playoff game or two. But in terms of the AFC East,
yeah,
the Pats are winning. It's done now.
Yeah, I would say that it is absolutely done. So the Patriots are 9-2. The Bills are 7-4. Even if the Patriots lose the next game with the Bills, there goes the direct head-to-head tiebreaker, right? But the next tiebreaker after that, if they somehow finish with the same record, so that would mean that the Bills have to win out, the Pats would have to lose a game to the Bills and another game. Yep. Maybe the Ravens, maybe whatever.
Yeah, say they lose to Buffalo and Baltimore, the Bills have to win out. And then the next tiebreaker is?
Division, which the Patriots, to this point, are undefeated. So let's say they lose that other Buffalo game. That'd be one loss in the division.
They'd be five and one. Bills already have two. They lost to the Dolphins and you.
Okay, so they have the tiebreaker then. So
yeah.
Basically, they need to win out, and the Patriots need to lose three times. You see three losses on the schedule there for the Patriots?
No.
My God, no.
I'm not even positive I see two.
You might not see two.
I think they're going to split with the Ravens and Bills.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, break those up however you want. For the Bills, the best case scenario would be the Bills beat them head-to-head.
Yeah.
I see one more loss, maybe two. I definitely don't see three.
No, it's pretty wild. But, yeah, that's it. I think the Bills are definitely a playoff team still. You know, you're looking at some of the other ones, like, we had on our big board yesterday with the, you know, the Jaguars and the Texans and the Chargers and the Chiefs and the Ravens and all those teams. But just kind of pushing the Bills down there a little bit. Now you have those top three quarterbacks that are all going to be fighting for their lives to make the playoffs. Like, Lamar Jackson, I think, still has an outside chance to win his division because the division's bad. But I don't think Mahomes or Allen are winning their divisions.
The Bills are the Bills are not as good as they've been. It's all on Josh Allen,
it's
who was
all Josh Allen, who didn't even have a good game. So you're not going to win if he doesn't have a good game.
I mean, the Bills had. I thought Fitzpatrick did a great job highlighting this last night on Thursday Night Football. They had one play on offense. It was the James Cook touchdown, and that's it.
He's good. He's fast.
They had the one, but it was like a third and short goal line Houston defense.
They love that swing pass just because it worked against the Bucs. They love that pass to the sideline.
But James Cook, it was like a goal line defense. He broke through the line. There was nobody back there. I'm not saying it doesn't count, but that was the one play they had on offense. They had a kick return for a touchdown, sick Ray Davis touchdown. They didn't do anything.
No.
They didn't do anything all night long.
They picked up a 4th and 27.
Oh, that was sick. It's all on Josh Allen.
That's it.
It's all on Josh Allen. And that Houston defense, the Jones and Keith standings tried to warn you.
Oh, my God. We're all over it.
If there's anything.
We told you. Like, look at this team.
If there's anything we learned from the hours and hours of math that we did on the Jones and Keith standings to basically come up with the same AFC standings, it's that Houston's actually kind of good. And Buffalo, little overrated. Go back and really look at Buffalo and what they've done this year. They started 4-0, Keith.
Yes, they did.
And
one real win in there.
They should have lost to Baltimore week one. That was a crazy comeback.
Yeah.
But give them that. That was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
that was the Ravens at full strength.
Good week one game.
Then the next three, they smoked the Jets. They beat Miami. They actually were losing to New Orleans late in that game, but they ended up beating New Orleans. So those are 3-0 wins.
Yep.
Lost two straight. Pats at home and then at Atlanta.
The Falcons.
Where they scored 14 points.
Correct.
They had the bye week. They smoked Carolina. Then they beat Kansas City. That's a real win.
Good win.
Since then, they've lost to Miami. They beat Tampa. They lost to Houston. So there are some good wins in there.
Yeah.
But they have dropped 4 of their last 7.
They've also lost 3 road games, and they're not going to have any home games, I don't think, in the playoffs.
Look at their last 4 road games. They scored 40 against Carolina. The other 3 losses, 14 against Atlanta, 13 against Miami, 19 against Houston, and 7 of those were a special teams touchdown.
By the way, they still have to go to Pittsburgh. They obviously are going to come to New England, and then they have another game at Cleveland, which they should win. They also have a home game against Philadelphia still remaining on the schedule. So we're talking about what would have to happen if the Bills win out. They're not going to win out. They play the Pats and the Eagles in a road game against Pittsburgh. Like, I don't think they're going to win out. This is funny because I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, there was talk because the Bills had like lost the game or whatever about if their window had closed. And Jim Nance, for some reason, got all defensive about it. And Jim Rantz and Romo were talking about, like, what are you talking about? They still got Josh Allen, this, that, and the other thing. And, like, what a crazy statement. I would suggest the window was never open. Like, they never made the Super Bowl.
Good point.
Right? Like, they've made, a couple conference championship games. They've lost those ones.
It never truly opened.
No. Like, what are you talking about? Like, at least Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. Like, Josh Allen's never made the Super Bowl. And now they've taken a giant step backwards. It's just him. They've done a really poor job at surrounding him with pieces. They don't have a great defense. Like, even Kansas City, you got to give them credit. Like, over the time that Mahomes was there, they did invest in defense. Like, they had Chris Jones. Like, they improved on it. They have no receivers to speak of in Buffalo at all.
Nope.
Their defense has gotten worse, it feels like. And it's Josh Allen and a little bit of James Cook and nothing else. We do the exercise every Friday before the Patriots play their opponent. Like, what player would you want off the other team? And with the Bills, for a team that was predicted to like go to the Super Bowl by some people, it's amazing. They really don't have a lot of options.
To our credit, in week 5, we played that game. We're like, anybody but Josh Allen.
Yeah.
We played that game, and it's like, there isn't much.
It's Cook.
I remember being surprised. Like, there are not a lot of realistic options on that roster. It's a sneaky bad roster.
Even more credit to us.
More credit.
This preseason, I remember this was a classic Would You Rather Wednesday question. Because this is before we knew what the Patriots receiving core was going to be in the season. But, you know, especially with Diggs being on the Pats now, we asked the question, would you rather have the Pats wideouts or the Bills wideouts? And you're like, wait a minute. Not really that close. Pats wideouts.
It's really not
even
a debate.
And we weren't even super high then on them. We didn't see Diggs be this healthy. We didn't see Kayshon Booty really emerge. So
we didn't know Mac Hollins was going to be this good.
All that stuff. And so, even then, like, on paper, you're like, the Bills receivers are pretty bad.
No, they're bad. I mean, Tony Shavers led them in receiving a couple of weeks ago.
Was Keon Coleman a first or second round pick?
I think
either
high
way,
second.
He's a bust.
I also think he's second. Yeah.
Did you see him yesterday on the field? So he's a healthy
on
scratch.
On the sideline, yeah.
Pregame.
Oh, no.
He's on the field. Bills minority owner Tracy McGrady talked to him for like several minutes.
Nice.
He's probably like, dude, get your head out of your ass. So he like missed practice or was late to practice 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's been a healthy scratch back to back weeks.
Was he puking at the casino like CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens?
Dude, those guys had good games.
He wasn't puking.
Those guys, he can handle his
don't
liquor.
Don't disrespect him like that, Jones.
He said he can handle his liquor.
That.
It's a good story. They didn't play right away, but then they played well.
I have a lot of stories that I really like that are going on. Like, J.J. McCarthy, 9.
Loser.
Like, his alter ego and, like, his neurological pathways that he's been talking about. I like that story.
He's a loser.
CeeDee Lamb barfing his brains out at, what was the casino again?
I don't know,
casino
off the top of my head. Did he play his tail off or what?
Well, no, he dropped a touchdown late.
They won going away, and I'm pretty sure he had a monster game.
He got benched to start that game. What was the casino? Red Rock Casino.
Red Rocks
barfing his brains out with George Pickens the night before the game.
Maybe somebody slipped him a Mickey.
I like that story. No? I also like A.J. Brown being like, yeah, I guess if you're saying I fell off, I guess Saquon's falling off too. It's like, that is a mess.
Their team is wild.
There's a lot of good stories in the NFL.
Juicy stories. Meanwhile, the Patriots just cruising.
Well, I was going to say, the headline might be the Bills are dead. In the AFC East, the Bills are dead.
The window that was never opened has now been shut.
Twitch chat said it might have been unlocked. They were never good enough to open
it. Maybe they unlocked the window and they're now's our time. Look, Mahomes is here.
Josh Allen is awesome.
Yes.
No complaints about Josh Allen.
Yeah.
They've done nothing to surround him.
So was Dan Marino. Dan Marino was awesome.
They've done nothing to surround him. And I didn't think Allen was particularly good last night. He's frustrated. No. He was constantly slamming his helmet. He took that 118-yard sack that was a brilliant, like, just effort play by Will Anderson.
Will Anderson's nice.
Will Manderson is what he was last night, Keith. He was a man.
Are you trying to start that?
It already been I would guess it's already been done. You don't think that's been taken?
I don't think so. Well, then, I think that's
copyright. Copyright that.
You can have it.
Make those t-shirts.
Will Manderson?
Will Manderson is what he was last night because he was a man. That play, that play, though, where he had Josh Allen wrapped up. And Allen circled back around and Anderson still got him. Unbelievable.
No, he's nice.
So,
no, but like that Texans team, you're like, huh? Like, you kind of like side-eye them. You're like, that's a good defense.
I told you yesterday.
I know. You're high on the Texans.
I wanted Houston to cover. I said,
did you end up taking a money line?
No, I should have.
Coward.
No. Oh, definitely not money line. I didn't even pick him to cover. Keith, I didn't touch.
You didn't even touch the game?
No, I didn't even touch
him. You were talking all this noise about, like, you know what? If they had C.J. Stroud, I'd pick him to win the game.
Okay, well, they didn't. So
they had Davis Neck Mills.
Davis Mills over C.J. Stroud.
I said,
well, Davis Mills got to keep him.
He got his neck.
You got to keep him in there.
So
how about Nick Cayley call him?
I said, if they had C.J. Stroud, I'd take a money line. They did it, so I did it.
But you said I still like him points.
Well, you asked me to make a pick. I said I like him with the points last night. So that defense
should have gone with your gut.
No, I should have. That defense is unreal. And I'm not moving. I still think Denver's a better defense.
Same.
They said 18,000 times on the broadcast, this is the number one defense in the NFL. This is the number one defense in the NFL. And I started the game going, it's Denver. And at the end of the game, I still think it's Denver, but I was like, I see what you guys were talking about. That defense
legit.
Danielle Hunter and Will Manderson is an unreal combination. And they didn't just frustrate Josh Allen. They had him completely flustered last night.
Yeah.
So a lot of good stories going on.
I'm having an orgasm over Twitch.
Okay, I was going to bring this up.
Yeah, who's playing better right now?
Text line and Twitch chat are they're calling for you, Susan.
Susan. She couldn't have watched last night.
Susan, no offense, but proof of life, we want to hear from you out there.
I hate the media.
The people. Fair. Want to hear from you, Susan.
Yeah, they do.
And again, proof of life. We're just checking.
Drake May.
No
right
offense.
Now,
do not take that personally. We're just checking.
Yeah.
But the people want to hear from
Give
Susan.
Give us a shout. Our number hasn't changed. Yeah, that Texans team, looking at it, they started the year 0-3. And then so they've turned it around quite a bit.
And I don't have it in front of me. I'm pulling it up now. But who did they start by losing to?
Rams, Bucks, Jaguars.
Yeah. You're like, okay. Yeah. Like that's all of a sudden those are three games where you look back and you go, yeah. Okay, well, they didn't start the year on time, and there were three tough matches.
They also lost to Seattle and Denver.
And they needed a last-second field goal to beat the Titans.
They
did
that.
Well, did they beat them?
They beat them twice. They've already beaten Tennessee twice.
Yeah, they played Tennessee twice. I mean, that'll fatten up your win total.
They split with Jacksonville. They also beat San Francisco. And they beat Baltimore. But I'm pretty sure that was a Lamar game.
That was without Lamar.
No, yeah, right. But, I mean, beating Buffalo on Thursday Night Football, that's a big win. How about this, though, for the Texans? At Indianapolis, at Kansas City, the next 2 weeks.
Eeks. Well, or they could.
They haven't even played Indy yet, so they got two games with Indy.
Is Daniel Jones going
to
play?
I think the other way to look at it is they can do a lot of work for you. Do you think the Colts are sitting there wanting to play that team, or the Chiefs want to play that team?
I bet the Texans and Colts split. They have two games left against each other. I bet they split, which is good news for the Patriots. That opens the door up even more for the number one seed.
That Texans team might do a lot of your dirty work to getting the one seed, what they might do in the case of Indianapolis, and maybe in the case of knocking the Chiefs out of the postseason. And they just gave you the division last night.
The Bills have got to be sitting there being like, all right, we waited 20 years for Tom Brady to leave the division because the division just wasn't up for grabs for 20 years. And then now's our time. We have Josh Allen. We now have this division's version of Tom Brady for the next wave. And they won a few division titles. They won a few playoff games. They never made the Super Bowl because he had Patrick Mahomes. But now all of a sudden you have another stud quarterback in your division. And you're losing these games. You lost the head-to-head game already, but now you can't even hold on. Year two of Drake May and the Buffalo Bills can't win the division? That's got to be pretty rough.
That's going to stick in your craws what that's going to do. So lots of ways to get in touch here today. 617-779-7937. Susan, that's your number. You know it. You can also interact on the text line. Same on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Our hashtag Hoss of the Week is a Houston Texan. Herb Street said, Trent Brown these days is 390.
Before breakfast.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that. But Trent Brown, former Patriot and current Houston Texan, our Hoss of the Week. Mm-hmm. You can seek that out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. A reminder, football talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. After Trending with Billy Lanny, let's get to the latest on Joe Burrow. That's next.
ESPN's Adam Schefter joins WEEI Afternoons every Wednesday at 3:45. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Boston Celtics and the Boston Bruins return to action tonight. First up, the Seas are hosting the Brooklyn Nets. Tonight's game is a group stage matchup in the NBA Cup. Tip-off at the TD Garden is at 7:30. The Bees road trip continues in Los Angeles against the Kings. Puck drop at the Crypto.com Arena is at 10:30. At New England Patriots practice yesterday, running back Ramondre Stevenson was the lone player on the injury report. Stevenson was limited with a toe injury. Quarterback Joe Burrow was once again a full participant at Bengals practice yesterday. Pats are back on the practice field today at 11:30. Patriots-Bengals kicks off from Paycor Stadium this Sunday at 1 o'clock. On Thursday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills fall to 7-4 after losing 23-19 to the Texans in Houston. Boston College basketball and hockey are both in action today, and both games can be heard on WEEI AM 850. First up, BC basketball is in South Carolina taking on Davidson. Pregame coverage begins at 3:15 with tip-off at 3:30. And tonight, BC hockey takes on Maine. Pregame is at 6:45, and puck drop from Conti Forum is at 7 o'clock. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
We'll get to Joe Burrow. Because it...
Joe Cool.
It seems more and more likely he's suiting up on Sunday. You saying yeah?
I'm saying yeah.
Both you and I didn't believe as of yesterday.
We're like the lone wolves on this one. Everybody sort of thinks he's going to play because he was a full participant. If their next week's game was on Sunday...
I also would think he's playing.
I would think differently.
The fact that it's a Thursday game...
Yeah.
Are we the only people smart enough to have figured it out, or is everybody else also factoring that in and we're just the only people paying attention?
Well, right now, let's say yes. Sunday at 1, when Burrow's out there taking snaps, we can be like, all right, we had that one wrong.
Yeah.
I think he's not playing. I also think it's...
You know what the Lions moved to? Because Vegas thinks he's playing. 5.5.
What?
Vegas thinks he's playing. It's 5.5.
Ja'Marr Chase still isn't playing, though, and Burrow hasn't played since week 2.
That's an indication that the line has moved because the assumption is he's playing. That's all I'm saying.
See, I still don't think he is. And one thing that people are trying to read into is the reps or lack thereof for Joe Flacco. But if you follow that,
it's all over the place.
They manage him. He doesn't practice Wednesdays and Fridays and still starts in games on Sunday. So I wouldn't worry about the Flacco part of it.
$10 Shake has our back. Yes, Jones. You and Keith are the only two paying attention. I agree.
Our eyes are open.
Yeah, we're the only ones who get this.
You guys need to wake up.
You understand it. I heard one good theory on this.
All right, let's hear it.
Flacco is more banged up, and so that is between Chase being out and Flacco being more banged up. Burrow maybe had Thanksgiving circled, and now he's pushing it a little bit because their season is on the line,
on the brink.
It really is.
Yeah, yeah,
it's to put it one way, it's a season on the brink, John Feinstein. I wonder if he's pushing it because of that. Like, hey, there's no Chase. Maybe Flacco's really feeling it, trying to play through something. I can push it a little bit to do it. But I would assume, all things being equal, these practices are getting ready for the Ravens on Thanksgiving.
They're done. The Bengals. They're 3-7. Their next four games: Patriots, Ravens, Bills, Ravens.
Yeah, let's just hang it up.
I mean, all right.
I don't love their chances of those.
I don't either. They're done.
But look, I mean, as of a week ago, I was like, I bet they just open Burrow's practice window,
sit him down the rest of the year.
And then he practices for 3 weeks, and if they're out of it, they just shut him down. But to his credit, it seems like he wants to be out there and play.
All right. It'll be a better challenge for the Pats. I don't think you can expect it to be vintage Joe Burrow. Like, I think he's still going to have some rust. He hasn't played in so long, and he doesn't have his favorite receiver out there. So, like, that's not an ideal situation for him. And he doesn't play defense, and their defense is garbage.
So the Patriots, I think their implied total is like 29 or something like that. They're going to score on the Cincinnati team. But
everybody scores on Cincinnati.
Obviously, Burrow has a way better chance of keeping up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the Pats secondary against what sounds like it's going to be Joe Burrow.
I guess so.
Is this week's Verizon matchup. I am curious how much Gonzalez travels around with T. Higgins, if he does that at all. That would interest me. And just how this Patriots secondary plays against what is, albeit a rusty, but high-level quarterback in Joe Burrow. That is your Verizon matchup, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. We started the show by talking about the Bills. They're dead in the division.
Division dead.
They'll still be a playoff team.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not saying they can't win playoff games. But in terms of the AFC East, the Pats just won it last night on the back of that Houston defense, You print up the T-shirts in the Nor'easter blue.
The Nor'easter blue-gray or whatever color that is.
It's a good idea by Keefe. Mm-hmm. So I think the division now done, and Houston can do more of your dirty work. You said they play the Colts and the Chiefs next. That is a defense, by the way, and we did talk about this yesterday, too. We ranked our teams 1-9 that we'd want to face or not face in the AFC. That they beat Houston, I think, the Patriots. I'm rethinking it a little more after watching last night how that defense shut down Allen. But I would pick them in that game. The game would be here in New England. That does feel like a nightmare matchup that would leave a mark. Like, let's say you open. You're the 2 seed, and you open on wild card weekend, and Houston's the 7.
Yeah, it's not a gimme.
I don't think it's a gimme, and when I say it leaves a mark, it's like
physical defense.
They're going to beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
And so the next week, you might still be feeling it when you have the game after that. So Pats have the inside track for the 1 seed. I wouldn't personally want to face that Houston team in the playoffs. That doesn't mean I don't think the Patriots would beat them.
No, that's why.
Or I wouldn't pick them, but I would like to avoid them.
Of course. That's why the ideal scenario would be you are the 1 seed. Let's say Denver finishes as the 2 seed. Houston just gets in as the 7. It's Houston-Denver in a game that'll probably be 13-10, and both teams just kill each other the whole game. Great.
That is great.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's what you want. Like let them you know, play each other. One of the great defenses would then go home, and then you kind of go on from there. As it stands right now, Houston's still not a playoff team, but they're getting close, and we'll see what happens with some of these other games this weekend. Buffalo now the 6th seed, so they would open the playoffs at Indianapolis. I'd still probably take the Bills.
I would take Buffalo.
For sure. As much as I think they are very flawed and they are solely reliant on their quarterback, it's still better than being solely reliant on your running back. Right? Like that's sort of the difference between the Colts and the Bills right now. One has a great quarterback. One has a great running back. I'll take my chances with the quarterback.
Looking at our AFC rankings of teams we'd least want to face to most want to face, we both had the Bills 3rd yesterday. I had the Texans 6. You had the Texans 7. Should we make any revisions there? Like, should we drop the Bills and or raise up the Texans?
I mean, I guess you could make a case, like, because I had the Texans 7. You had them 6. So based on beating the Bills, maybe you could move them up a little bit. But the reason why I had the Chargers ahead of the Texans was just their coach quarterback combo. And so I was looking a little bit more at that. But it's hard to ignore the Houston Texans defense. Now, when you get into a playoff game, is it Davis Mills? Is it C.J. Stroud? What does that look like?
It's probably be Stroud.
It probably will be, but even he, like the shine's kind of come off him a little bit. It's not a great offense.
Yes and no. They've won a playoff game in 2 straight years. They've won, I think, double-digit games in back-to-back years. They're on pace to do it again. Let me double-check that part of it. And they've won a playoff game in the last 2 years. So, yeah, I don't look at C.J. Stroud as I did after his rookie year.
Yeah, they were 10-7 both years.
Where I thought maybe he'd be like the next great young quarterback, like how we look at Drake May now.
Yeah.
How we looked at Jaden Daniels last year, which, by the way, that is like, are we getting ahead of ourselves on Drake May, taking him before Joe Burrow and things like that?
Yeah, no, that's the best.
Daniels and Stroud the last couple of years would be lessons in that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think that Houston team is a team to take seriously.
Yeah, pretty good.
617-779-7937. Guys, you're out of your mind. Burrow's obviously playing. And we should want him to play.
I do want him to play. So I'm not
too.
Out of my mind on that. I just don't think that he is.
He's still on IR. Like, for everybody who's saying he's definitely playing, he has not been activated off IR yet. You guys think he's practicing not to play? It's one of the dumbest things you guys have ever seen.
Ah!
That can't possibly
top
be
five
true.
Dumb things? Are we doing that?
It might be top five.
Yeah, it could be.
I don't think it's the dumbest, but
he
maybe
top
five.
He would be the first
five.
Player to practice and not play that week.
No.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Booty and Rhamondre Stevenson were at practice last week.
Right.
They didn't play. 617-779-7937.
Bucky Irving.
Yeah, Bucky Irving.
Can we start on Bucky Irving? Guy practices all the time.
Yeah, if you want to air
never
our
plays.
Air our fantasy complaints. Yeah. Bucky Irving's he's been at practice for weeks. Our pal JP is in North Providence. What's up, JP?
Hey, Jones, Keith. Sorry, it's not Susan. It's JP instead.
That's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Fine.
JP, can
we
I just
put out a call?
Can I remind Susan? We would like a proof of life. We'd like to hear from you out there, Susan. Nothing personal. No offense.
No,
would just like to hear from you. The Twitch chat and text line is calling. But, JP, wonderful to hear from you as well.
That's okay. You know, I was going to try to do a serious call, but I got to put a little funny one in there. Jones, I got your new studio T-shirt to wear. It's based off of yesterday's show and the crossover. It's on to CVS.
What? JP?
Yeah.
CVS?
Why is that? Can you explain the joke?
No, maybe don't. I'll be honest. I don't remember the crossover.
They were talking about would husbands go to CVS for their wives.
To get some tampons?
This is what
Greg said yesterday late in the show. Greg told me this off the air. I didn't hear this.
Oh, the Jones
but
has
Greg,
had sex?
Greg, he's had sex one time.
Once?
Although, Keith, as you pointed out,
it just means your wife has had sex.
doesn't actually prove that I've had sex. Correct. It just proves my wife has had sex. That's a good point. But no, I didn't actually hear that, but Greg did alert me to that yesterday, JP.
Yeah, that's a catching strays.
The trick, though, we'd all do that. The trick is you take an hour and a half to get home, even if it's around the corner. There's always traffic.
Yeah, I'll go get your tampons, but I'm setting my fantasy lineup and putting in bets.
Having a couple small beers.
Yeah, exactly.
Couple of quick thoughts from last night, all, you know, honest football observations. One, next time we play Buffalo and any team playing them, put 8 in a box, 9 in a box. That offensive line is terrible. They were after Allen, blitz him, blitz him, blitz him, sack him. They looked terrible. They were wrapping him up worse than a boa constrictor would. Sorry, Keith.
Oh, come on.
And the other thought, honestly, is that it made our offensive line and the confidence that Drake May is going to have behind him and going forward even higher, because I just realized how bad that was and how it can affect the game. I've never seen Josh Allen taking hits like that and getting sacked so much. So
JP, I think Spencer Brown, the right tackle, was banged up. They highlighted that during the broadcast. And that's not an excuse. I just think, you know, there's a chance when their offensive line is fully healthy, I'd probably take it over the Pats, although I don't pretend to know a ton about it. Dawkins is good. Brown is good. I don't pretend to know a ton about their O-line. I think what Houston did last night, I don't know if it was blitzing per se.
Yeah, they have like a really good just defensive front.
Their two ends are incredible.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard it, but people are calling him Will Manderson.
I've never heard that.
So he was a man last night.
Right.
Danielle Hunter's great. And I also think the main thing they did with Allen is they took away rushing lanes outside of one play, actually, where Anderson worked inside and Allen took it outside. They took away rushing lanes. When Allen was looking to move the pocket and run, there was nowhere for him to go. I think that was bigger than blitzing him, per se.
Yeah.
I think he was looking to escape, and he couldn't. And then
he just ran 20 yards backwards.
The offense broke down. Yeah, but that play is a great example. Like, he was constantly looking to break out of it, and he could not escape the speed of that defense and the pursuit of that defense. So I think if there's a lesson there, that's it. I don't know if the Patriots have the personnel to do that, but I think that's the lesson.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots, if they have, you know, especially if they have Milton Williams, and they won't the next time they play the Bills, but like if they played him in the playoffs, let's say, like, I'm pretty confident that they're going to be able to generate pressure just even with the four guys up front. And then you really just have to make sure Allen doesn't run like crazy and then that, you know, Cook doesn't have a couple big plays. Other than that, like, nobody else really scares you on that team at all.
I mean, Cook one big play and a kick return. That was it.
Yeah.
Although, as you said, I mean, I am minimizing it too much because that hook and ladder fourth down conversion was awesome. I mean, that thing was awesome.
That was sweet, but you can't run that all the time.
No. No,
and it's somewhat limited.
They used it up.
Yeah.
I don't know what Stingley was doing on that play, but that was an unbelievable play. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on a Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the Friday four pack for Pats and Bengals at 11:30. We got the week in review at 12:45. Of course, don't forget about the keys.
Oh, baby.
Keefe's keys to Pats and Bengals at 1 o'clock. And because, Keefe, the Pats are playing the Bengals,
yes,
we're going to give you our top five Tigers on a top five.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Five Friday next. Top Five Friday, Jones and Keith, Pats Bengals on Sunday, which of course means we're going to count down our top five Tigers on a Top Five Friday. We got the Friday four-pack, 11:30. Week in review at 12:45. There's a late entry on the text line for a brag of the week.
We were flooded with brags because that way everybody's listening for them. I'm inundated with brags. How many brags do we end up with this
I was going to say, it's a jam-packed field, I think.
Well, one person had multiple.
Oh.
But there's probably four or five in there right
okay,
now.
Okay, awesome. One person had multiple. That's Keith's ex-wife is what that
Leave
is.
Leave her out of this.
So we also
She's taking enough grief. And my money.
We also have the keys. Yeah. Keith's keys.
All right.
At 1 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. Top five Friday. You want first ups, you want second ups here, Keith.
I'll go first. Top five Tigers.
Take it away. Top five Tigers. All right. Count them down.
Number
five. Tony the Tiger.
Oh,
they're
five.
Great. Yeah, number five. Wow. He's an excellent mascot. Frosted Flakes I enjoy, but not my favorite. But he's a good pitch man because you see him on there and you're like, yeah, I kind of want some of those. Then you have him. You're like, yeah, it's good. Maybe it's not elite, but Tony the Tiger.
Number
four.
Cecil Fielder socked 51 bombs in the 1990 season while wearing the old English D.
Coming in at number third.
Great Tiger. Great Tiger was the number one contender for the major circuit in Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, had the ability to teleport.
The name is Great Tiger?
His name's Great Tiger.
Okay, I thought you were...
You never played Mike Tyson's Punch-Out?
No, I wasn't a Nintendo guy. I thought you were about to say...
The hell?
I thought you were about to say, this is a Great Tiger, like future tense.
Great Tiger. His name is Great Tiger. And he
could
teleport. He had a teleport punch. He wasn't the biggest guy. He'd also wink at you before he punched.
Number
two.
Tiger King. Now, he's controversial.
Yeah,
he's very controversial, Joe Exotic. He's polarizing, right? I think he's maybe even just a bad guy, as it turns out. He shouldn't have been handling those animals the way that he was, or the people working for him, or his multiple boyfriends. He was kind of mean to everybody, but classic. So Tiger King number two.
Number
one.
Tiger Woods? I wasn't going to outthink myself here on this one. Tiger Woods.
Tiger
Great
Woods.
Golfer, and to accomplish what he did while also being a sex addict is truly amazing. Like how, I mean, think about that.
He had to overcome some
things. He had to deal with that also while focusing on the golf.
Yeah. Well.
Have some sex, back to the golf. Have a little more sex, back to the golf.
Win a Masters, have some sex. Win a U.S. Open,
go to Perkins' house, have a pancake, have some sex, go back to the golf, putting green, make love again. So it's amazing what he was able to do. Tiger Woods, my number one Tiger.
All right, Tiger Woods, the number one Tiger. There is overlap. But let's count it down.
Number
five.
The Sabretooth Tiger. I think you're being very disrespectful.
Just in general?
Yeah, well, okay. Sabretooth Tiger, I think if you were going to power rank, you know, like a Bengal Tiger, I don't want to give away my whole list.
Yeah,
Siberian
seriously,
this tiger.
Is what you're doing. Just, you don't have to explain it.
The Sabretooth Tiger, I think, is kind of the goat tiger, yeah. Okay.
Number
four.
Also Cecil Fielder. I was beaten to the punch on this one.
51 homers.
It's hard to deny the pure power
of
Cecil Fielder circa like 1991.
Right.
Cecil Fielder, number four.
Coming in at number third.
I think you're sleeping on Icky Woods. Icky Woods.
I'm not sleeping on Icky Woods.
The Icky Shuffle.
I know who he is.
Dancing around.
He's a good running back.
All-time great Bengal.
For the Bengals.
Yeah, well, that's a Tiger.
I know it is.
Icky Woods, number three.
Number
two.
The Bayside Tigers. Now, this is maybe cheating a little bit.
A little bit.
But you're getting yourself your A.C. Slater in many, many sports.
Seven varsity sports.
Zach Morris.
Good basketball player.
Kelly Kapowski cheering them all on.
Hell yeah.
So the Bayside Tigers come in at number two.
All right,
number
one.
Tiger Woods. I think you illustrated it well. Overcoming quite a bit as a sex addict.
My two biggest honorable mention snubs.
Oh.
Do you want to hear what they
Tony V was going to be
Tony V
an honorable mention for me. That's one that didn't make the cut. He was five on your list, yes?
Hobbs.
Yeah, Hobbs.
Famously from Calvin and Hobbs.
Hobbs should be on there. I was
Hobbs
caught,
the Tiger.
Caught a bit flat-footed on how that was spelled. That has an E in there, huh?
Hobbs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was just H-O-B-B-S. That's still Hobbs.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, Raja.
Raja was on my
Princess
list.
Princess Jasmine's Tiger was a good guy.
Yeah, he was.
He probably should have done more to stop Jafar, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Kind of a lazy tiger. Kind of laid around.
Yeah.
He
got a little fat and happy in that castle. That's true.
But that was another really strong tiger.
Tigger? You didn't have that on your list?
No.
Okay. Richard Parker?
Who's Richard Parker?
That's from Life of Pi. Richard Parker?
No, I didn't have that.
Shere Khan?
From
the Jungle Book.
From the Jungle Book. Yeah, that's a popular one.
I mentioned Bengals and Siberian tigers.
No, I think it's a good list. I do like the white Bengal tiger, and especially when the Bengals wear their all white uniform.
Good uniform.
I think that is a sharp uniform.
It is.
I also didn't know if Derrick Rose is too deep of a cut because he played for the Memphis Tigers.
Yeah. Good one. Oh, man, we could have had Auburn Tigers, could've Clemson Auburn Tigers.
Charles Barkley.
Damn it.
Cam Newton.
Honestly, I
tie it all together.
I don't know how I didn't think of Tiger King, but I did not. That was a good
Tiger King.
Yeah, I don't know how I didn't think of that one.
Yeah,
it would have at least been an honorable mention.
No, I know.
But shame on me. It's got to be the same person on Twitch and the text line. We're getting too many Mickey Tenneltons for it not to be the same person.
Yeah.
But we're getting quite a bit of Mickey Tenneltons all of a sudden.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen. Fed him to tigers, they snacking. What's happening? Carol Baskin.
Could go C.J. Spiller, really good at Clemson.
Oh, man.
Yeah, good Clemson Tiger.
Who was that backfield? James Davis? Somebody Davis. And Spiller?
C.J. Spiller was a menace.
Mean backfield.
Really nice.
I watched C.J. Spiller run all over BC.
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't 15, alone.
20 years ago? I don't know when that was.
Yeah.
But it was. They couldn't stop him.
Didn't they
couldn't
really stop receivers for a long time there, too?
Let's go to the phones. We'll take all your thoughts, of course, on a Top 5 Friday. But Frank in Manchester is waiting on yesterday's Kiefer Madness for some reason.
Oh, what do you got, Frank?
Go ahead there, Frank.
Oh, Jones and Keith, yes! Basically, I was just calling in. You guys were talking about the chickens yesterday. When I bought my house last year, we had chickens. The house came with chickens. And my fiance...
I'm sorry.
The first time you told her.
We'll let you finish. But
so when you bought the house, they're like, yeah, it's got a washer, dryer, it's got a garage and chickens?
Yep.
Okay.
Did you request
like, in the documents that was something they leave? Or was that just they're like, take it or leave it? You're getting chickens. You have to take these chickens.
It was basically like, you're kind of getting it. And I'm like, okay, we have chickens now. Okay. So she's like, we have five chickens. And she's like, so what? So we have, I refer to them as our hens. And she's like, wait, what? Isn't there only four hens? I'm like, what are you talking about? We have five chickens. We have five hens. She's like, wait, where do the eggs come from? Don't we have a rooster? And I was floored when she told me that. And then lo and behold, yesterday, I'm listening to YouTube Brain Boxes and you guys think the same thing. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I don't have chickens at my home, Frank. We're not all Frank and Nick back there. We don't all have chickens.
Yeah, my house did not come with chickens.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
That's good stuff, though.
Yeah, so,
I appreciate that, Frank.
I thought someone was knocking up these chickens to have the eggs. That's what I thought.
Also, I don't hate the idea if organically.
Yeah.
Because Frank did it. If you start your call with Jones and Keefe.
Yes! Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I'm fine with that every time.
That's pretty strong.
It won't get old.
I thought you were going to say you're fine with the idea of just like leaving pets and homes and like you're stuck with
them. Well, I was mad
like,
when
like, hey, guys, sorry. You get this 13-year-old toothless dog who pretty much sleeps all day.
He's fine.
You're kind of stuck with him.
You got to chew his food for him and then put it back in the bowl like a bird, but he likes that.
Oh, whatever medical bills that may be incurred, you're kind of stuck with those.
But the people whose house we bought, they left old lawnmower that worked once,
nice.
A TV sick that never crack, worked, bro. A bunch of crap that I should have had them take.
Ermine and beehives, they left you that.
That's true.
Yeah.
But no chickens. I would have loved it. With the cost of eggs right now, I would have loved a few chickens out there.
The house came with chickens. It was kind of a take it or leave it. They had us over a barrel.
If it was your backyard, they would have died almost immediately.
They would have died immediately.
Yeah,
hawks, fox, ermines, my dog. It would have been a murder scene back there.
My dog.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a top five Friday and a callback to yesterday's.
Ooh, Shaq is an LSU Tiger.
Damn, yeah. There's not, too many Tigers. Not thinking of LSU and Clemson and Auburn, that's on us. Memphis.
Yeah. Minnesota. I don't know why I only thought of Memphis. I didn't think.
like all these like other Derrick Rose.
There's 100 Tigers.
Yeah, that was.
And Cecil Fielder was number four for both of us.
And Tiger Woods is number one for both.
Jesus.
That's organic. I mean,
redo the list.
We don't compare lists.
No, we do. Clearly, we don't.
We did it on our own time. Yeah. 617-779-7937. More of your top five suggestions, of course. And, well, we should get to Drake May and his lying ways. Will any of this affect him on the field on Sunday? That's next.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.